bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin. But they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater. We are playing Shadow Run 4th Edition, and we're gaining our memories back one piece at a time. My name is Jordan, and I am playing Jinx, the Magic Foot Elf.
My name is Aaron, and I'm playing Deacon the Dwarf.
This is Johnny playing, still don't have a name, the Orc.
And this is Jeremy, the Game Master, also playing Genie, a.k.a. Blondie, and the child we now know as Lily. Because there is an ominous voice that was heard by one character that is calling out to Lily, trying to find Lily. Because you have taken Lily from...
Mother May.
Mother from Omnicorp.
Lily, I don't think May is your mother.
No, she's not my mother.
That's her title, name.
Kind of like a code name, something that's encoded upon...
Mother May I.
Lily.
Okay.
I never knew my mother.
I've met your mother.
You have?
I have. Would you like to meet your mother?
I would.
We can arrange that.
She kind of looks at you puzzled, cocks her head to the side, squints. How do I know that you can deliver what you have promised?
Because I know everyone here will help.
Similar things were promised to those that went before me. Don't take me back. Don't take me back.
We will not take you back to May. We will protect you from May, and we will deliver you to your mother.
How many were before you?
My number is 267.
That's depressing.
Were there ever more than one prototype at a time?
Just know the one that came before me.
And you said they were promised things that they never received?
They were promised their families.
Who promised?
The brothers. Don't like the brothers. Don't take me back.
You're not going back there.
Mother will send them.
Okay.
She already knows, I think.
So
she always knows.
Hold on. Let me tell the grown-up something. So, not to alarm you, but there is a thread of aura that reaches back from Lily all the way that we came. That's why I stepped outside, because I was looking at it.
Can you sever it?
I'm afraid that will kill her.
There you are, Lily.
Hey, Lily. Did you know that there's a really great music system in the chopper? Would you like to hear some music?
Music? You hear the music too?
Well, I was thinking that it would be some music that we could listen to together.
You hear a female voice humming a lullaby.
All right, does it...
Lily starts some.
Really?
Is the music getting louder?
You hear the music getting louder.
Sever the line.
Lily, you said mother always finds you. Have you gotten away before?
267 times. Everybody roll memory.
4.
You got it.
4.
1.
Yeah.
Detail.
It was 3 and a 1.
Yeah. Yep. 4 works for you. Your target number is now 4.
I would like further clarification on greed.
You know that someone in this group was motivated by greed.
One of you will betray me.
One who is eating with me.
One who I give this USB stick. Yeah, it's probably our good friend Blondie.
I've been Blondie.
Blondie just rolled for her flashback. So we're gonna get Blondie's flashback. Blondie's walking down a street of Seattle, and she's got a hood up, and she looks like she's very timid because there are two groups shouting at each other and at her. So she's walking down the middle of the street. On one side, there's a group of humans that are shouting obscenities across at the other group and shouting obscenities at her. On the opposite side, there's a group doing the exact same thing. These two groups don't like each other. They also don't like her. The other side is a group of elves. As she walks down, the crowds start to press in. An all-out brawl begins to happen. Big human muscle builder, body type, grabs the hood, pulls it down, and says, "You are a disgrace," and goes to punch her and knocks her down to the ground. An elf comes from the other side and goes to kick her. Right as that happens, a black sedan at the end of the street, the doors open. Two massive trolls in business suits pop out, each with Uzis, and just mow down the one human and the elf that come against her. A couple from each side start to rush the sedan and they get mowed down. The crowds disperse. The sedan rolls forward. One of the trolls walks up, grabs Jeannie by her hair, lifts her up so she's standing, and presses her face towards the window. The back seat passenger side rolls down. And then there is a human in a business suit and says, "You walk a very dangerous line. We like that. You're the bridge between two worlds that don't understand each other. These two groups, they're so dumb they can't see the future. You have seen that, which is why you've done that to yourself." And he grabs her by the ear, inspects it, and says, "Pretty good. Most people won't be able to tell the difference. You see what's coming. You see a world where there are no factions, there are no lines, there are no distinction between magic and technology. My two friends here, they just saved your life. You owe my company. Do you understand this, human?" She's whimpering and she says, "What if I don't want to? If I want to do my own thing?" She's like, "Then we'll track down everyone else who is like you. And one of them will do the job. Those that won't, they have no place in this world." Reaches into his coat pocket, pulls out a handgun, pulls back the slide, looks at her and says, "So what'll it be?" Holding back tears, she's like, "All right, fine. I'll do it. What am I stealing? Nothing that's going to be easy. And the group that you're going to work with, can't let them have it either. You find out what they know. You find your opportunity. And then you bring it back home. Bring it back home to Kat. Understand?" She nods. Gentleman puts his gun back away. Looks at one of the trolls. Drop her at the tavern. Make her look like she really needs a job. And then drive away. And then trolls proceed to rough her up a little bit. That is her flashback. Back into the garage.
I'm going to go ahead and try and sever that magically. It might not be the best thing. It might yank the aura right back to the...
Are you saying is that loud?
Source. Nope. I'm telling the game master what I'm doing.
Okay.
One success.
Nope. but it does cause a reaction from Lily. Grabs the side of her head. She's like, stop! Who's doing that? Stop! Jeannie pipes up, gets in the way. She's like, who's doing what? Who's doing what?
Can I check Jeannie's aura?
Yes, you can. You've checked it before, so you can automatically just read it. It's faint.
Faint because of the technology that's a part of her body now? Or is it faint because of something else?
You can identify the parts that are technology.
Uh-huh.
And from your memory of reading auras, it doesn't look as bright as it should be the level of technology that is in her.
So even though she has a fair amount of technology, it's weakened. Jeannie, what's wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me? Nothing is wrong with me. Somebody's doing this thing to this kid. We're supposed to be getting this kid intact.
Where to?
To whoever hired us, which I'm still trying to find that out.
Okay. So,
I was hired by her mother.
Her actual mother.
The original Lily's mom.
So that's the question. Is this the same Lily, or is this Lily number 267?
Does it matter?
It might, but that's another question for another time. So you were hired by their mom. Who were you hired by? Do you remember?
I do not.
Try really hard. What I remember is that I think I'm hired by this organization called CAT. So it sounds like we have some competing interests here.
Mm-hmm.
How are these competing interests? We're all interested in this child's safety. Are you interested in this child's safety?
Yes, absolutely. But
I've been told anything before the but can be ignored.
Same goal, different endgame.
But my concern has to do with why she's humming.
Well, we know she said May always finds her.
Yeah.
Well, let's wait for May.
And kill her.
And we take her out when she arrives.
She said brothers are going home.
So how do we know that May is just one person? There are some enemies that can't bleed. So how do I know that May is not some sort of computer system that can be downloaded into a cybernetic implant? What I'm trying to do is sever this connection so that we can't be traced.
So you're the one hurting her.
I wasn't hurting her. Not on purpose.
You did not mean to hurt her, but you were the one hurting her.
All I know, and this is Jeannie talking, she's like, all I know, she's supposed to be intact. We can't do anything to harm her. That's the only thing I remember. You said you were hired by a cat. Who are you hired by? Who does her mother work for?
I don't know who her mother works for.
This doesn't help me out any, because I still don't know who I'm working for.
Who's the dwarf that was giving us directions?
That's another good question.
I've worked with him before.
Who does he work for?
I've worked with him for law enforcement.
For law enforcement?
Lone Star.
Great. Okay, you guys say that mother's on the way here, or at least the brothers.
At least the brothers.
Are. You want to wait for mother and to kill mother, but we need to get Lily as far away from mother as possible, it sounds like. How do we do that if mother always finds her? Is there a way to sever this link without hurting her?
Or what if we
Or fabricate this link.
Or just kill mother.
No, I don't think that'll work.
Is there a way to duplicate the link?
And Jeannie's looking all around. She's like, she has no jacks. I'm not able to do anything with that.
Is there Wi-Fi capabilities in this world?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There are.
She hasn't been teched at all.
Can Jeannie scan her to see if she has, like, maybe some sort of Wi-Fi capabilities?
All right. Yes, I can do that, okay. Says Jeannie. Two successes. Jeannie turns to Lily and is like, when you were in that tank and you were gasping for breath, were you suffocating? Did the shield that he put around you, did that cut off your air? And Lily's like, no, I wasn't breathing. I didn't need to until there was air. Jeannie says, have you ever been hurt other than what just happened? Like bumped your knee. Stubbed your toe. Does anything hurt? No, what only hurts is in my head. That's because of mother. Jeannie sincerely sits down and looks at this kitten. says, Lily, can you trust me to try something? I'm not intending to hurt you, but I want to test something out. Can you let me do it? It may be able to get you away from Mother. Lily kind of quizzical look, but she's unsure. She's like, what are you going to do? I just want to see if you other things hurt you besides Mother. Does anybody else see where I'm going with this?
I see where you're going with this.
Does this make sense?
It kind of.
Okay. All right. So it's not just me. I want to try something. If it gives you any pain, I am truly sorry. But it's not going to be much if it does.
If it hurts, it'll stop immediately.
She reaches out and pinches the crap out of her earlobe. And Lily just sits there and looks at her. It's like, I'm ready.
Lily, hold out your hand.
What are you giving me?
Take your hand and take my knife and just put a little cut across her finger. Does she bleed?
She does not bleed. And she looks down at it, and within seconds, the cut is gone. You're just like them.
We're just trying to understand.
The brothers do that all the time.
We're just trying to understand who and what you are.
I am Lily.
Okay, yes, but...
And Jeannie gets, because it's like, okay, Lily, it really doesn't matter who you are, because if we can get you away from Mother, you can be whoever you want to be.
It's true.
Whoever you want to be.
Does it feel like Mother is getting closer, by the way?
You hear the humming is constant and it keeps getting louder in your ears. Because if we can get you away from Mother, that will help. You didn't feel anything that you did. Like, the knife didn't hurt you, the pinch didn't hurt you. It's like, I didn't feel anything. Jeannie turns around, kind of looks at everybody else kind of with an uneasy look. She got to cut it out of her.
I think you're right.
Do we have any kind of scanners or anything in the shop that we can use?
This is a mechanic shop.
Yeah, I know.
It's not a dock wagon.
I get that, but...
But if the elf can tell us where it's at...
Yeah, I don't want to cut it out until we can see what it is.
It's in the back of her neck.
Exactly.
That's really sensitive. I would rather try breaking the connection again rather than trying to...
But that hurts her.
So would cutting something out.
Cutting it doesn't hurt her.
From a physical standpoint, she does not feel pain. There's a difference between feeling pain and hurting.
Yeah, and cutting doesn't hurt her.
That's almost worse, because if you don't feel pain, then you actually can bleed out without realizing.
You didn't see her heal as soon as she was cut? Bleed. Or bleed? Yeah. You can't bleed out when you don't bleed.
That's not what I'm worried about. By removing whatever this is that we're talking about, would that kill her?
Yeah. We don't even know.
There's a television screen in the corner of the shop. It cuts on. And a familiar face, but bloodied and cut up, comes on the TV screen and is gasping a little bit and breathing very heavily. It's like,
guys, are you there? I can't see you, but I can hear you. Are you there?
We're here.
Okay, I don't know what's going on, but I'm not getting any signal anymore from Muggs. The troll.
Muggs is down.
Down?
Melted.
Oh, gosh. All right, they're tracking me down. I don't know how long I can keep you guys safe anymore. You're going to have to do what you can to get out. Do what you can to get out now. I'm sending the coordinates to the deck. I was able to track that location, which means Mother has also tracked that location and also the prototype.
We know that. We're aware.
Mother tracks the prototype magically.
My name is Lily.
We know Lily.
But that thing, and she points to the screen, that thing doesn't know my name.
No. It doesn't know you.
It's not a person. It's a thing.
Why?
Look at it. It's flat.
So... That's some technology that can show somebody over a great distance.
Not distance. That's not part of this world.
Are the coordinates downloaded on the deck?
They are.
Out of game.
Yes.
How much would our characters know about the Matrix?
Everybody roll a memory roll.
That's two successes.
Three.
quick, since you got it, what do you want? Detail?
Yes. I want detail on first one.
You were not given all of the information. And you know you weren't given all of the information.
I know that.
Because you know the company that hired you does not want you to have all of the information. If you have all of the information, they will kill you.
Do I know which company hired me?
No. You just know that don't get too much information.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your life is in jeopardy.
I have two successes.
Two successes. All right. So the question was about the Matrix.
Yeah.
You would know that there are beings or programs where the Matrix is their real world.
So a daemon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lily, when you say he's not here, do you mean he's in the Matrix?
What's the Matrix?
In computer world.
I don't know. Ginny has her hand on Lily's back and is going to say, either we're doing the thing to get her separated from Mother, or we're getting in that vehicle.
We're getting in the vehicle and going.
And going and trying to outrun whatever's already coming our way.
Do we know where the coordinates would lead us?
Coordinates lead you across to one of the islands in the Sound. You see Lily's eyes widen.
What's the matter with that spot?
Backing up.
Lily, what's wrong with that location?
From behind you, you hear a female voice. Is that location is not home?
Mother's here.
Everybody hears this. And you look towards this shop door. And you see a well-dressed businesswoman in a business suit, hair pinned back way too tight so that, oddly, there's no volume to the hair. It's like pinned back so tight, it's the shape of her skull.
She by herself?
No, she's not by herself. There are two gentlemen standing in the doorway outside of the shop behind her.
Trolls? In business suits?
No.
Oh, okay.
Humans.
In human suits.
Trolls in human suits.
Sends a message.
I don't know why, but that says it seems less disturbing to me than a human in a troll suit.
My bug in an Edgar suit.
Mm-hmm. If I were going to take an action, would it require an initiative?
Not yet. Mother is going to say, my child is returning with me. Any opposition, we will ceremoniously escort you out of this world.
I'm going to roll that canister of explosive and shoot it.
Nice.
At her feet.
Okay.
Two actions.
Yes. Yeah. Simple action to throw something, simple action to shoot. You're going to roll for your first one. All you're rolling is three.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and spend an edge point. Mm-hmm. Three successes.
You got the toss. Now the shot with five.
Yep, I'm going to do it. Nine. Two to shoot the canister.
I mean, you weren't trying to shoot Mother, so you're shooting an inanimate object. Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Okay.
So, the way the foam explosive works is not an impact explosive. You successfully shoot the can, and foam sprays all over Mother and out the door, and some gets on the two gentlemen standing behind.
Now we just gotta detonate it.
Yep. Wasn't someone able to do, like, electrical stuff?
Everybody roll initiative.
Oh, am I calling down lightning on explosives? Is that what you're asking me
to do? Yes, that's exactly what he's asking you to do.
I can't really ask you to do that because that would be metagaming.
No, the way because you see them do.
Yeah.
Wow. I got six successes.
I only got two that time.
I got four. No, five. Excuse me.
Johnny? You got six. Jordan?
Five.
Deacon?
Two.
All right. So, May is actually going to go first. What you see happen is the form of May, Mother, changes. It's almost like you didn't see the change happen. 1 second, she was the form of a businesswoman. Second, she's the form of an Eastern dragon.
Oh.
That is now fully in the doorway.
Oh.
So we're not talking about M-A-Y here. We're talking about M-E-I here.
Uh-huh.
And everyone hears in their head a voice. The child is mine.
Oh, boy.
Next, Johnny had six.
I want to go into the ship and try to fire up ship's cannons.
Okay, that's a complex action to get.
I know, I have to get in there. I just want to start a process. Yeah. I can't shoot them.
So no need to make roll, that's just a movement. So you're able to make it to the vehicle and climb in.
Okay.
In your turn. Next is Jinx.
My party wants me to do one thing.
Killing the dragon that's threatening our lives. You know, I don't know if you really want to do that.
So my thing is that now I'm very curious about Lily, because I either think that she's a dragon's egg or she's a phoenix, because the prototype rises from the ashes. So I'm going to go ahead and lightning, because I'm kind.
But I really not don't. Because you want to save your life or anything.
No, this is a one shot. I don't care. I have literally exploded entire one shots before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm not the GM.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I've GM'd them while you exploded.
I can do like a lightning bending
technique. Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't take much.
It's not going to take much, especially since that is one of your skills.
Well, I got four successes.
Four successes. Okay. Also, reroll that 9.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because of your magic damage. Or stage you down, rather.
Three successes.
Congratulations. You take no stun damage.
It's the first time.
It's like when it counts, you hit.
Yeah.
Is that her body?
Yes.
What's the damage on the phone?
I don't know. It says rating 9. It doesn't say damage.
That's a nice roll for her body.
No, for you guys.
That's what I mean.
Yay!
So, the explosion goes off. The door gets blasted off of its hinges. The side of the garage door, the lift-up garage door, kind of wrenches back. So there's now this big gaping hole behind the figure of May. One of the gentlemen that was mostly covered on one side is on fire. The dragon form, you see it shift back and forth between the figure of the businesswoman and the Eastern dragon a few times very quickly. And then the businesswoman falls out into the street with half of the business suit torched. That was an awful roll for me.
I know.
All right, so next up, Jeannie. Since you moved to the vehicle, you can see Jeannie sort of escorting and moving Lily also towards the vehicle.
Yes, good.
Next would be Deacon.
I'm going to move towards the vehicle as well and take another shot at May while I'm moving.
Shot with the pistol?
No, I've got a sniper rifle.
Oh, you pick up the sniper rifle.
Yes, yeah, okay. Sniper rifle and a shotgun now.
Okay. Okay.
Your genie took my pistol.
Is she prone?
Supine. She fell backwards.
That was a heavy hit.
Right?
Yeah, see, that's more the role that you wanted.
Yeah, that's what she needed the first time.
The bullet did the squat.
Yeah, I figured.
She takes one more point of damage.
Wow. Because you shot the sniper rifle, which is so powerful.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we get to Lily. Lily looks freaked out. As a small child, might be if they saw a huge dragon.
Yeah, I think.
And she's like, it's gonna happen again. It's gonna happen again. No, no, it's gonna happen again.
Well, you didn't have us before, little lady.
All right, reroll initiative.
Reroll initiative. I like
rerolling initiative each round.
That's actually something I've written down. Really? I don't really care for it.
Gosh. Yep, Lily's freaked out. Are you serious?
We're okay with this.
I'm not going to complain.
Wow. Okay. That's impressive.
What did Bay's going last? I got a three.
Mm. You got a three.
I got a four.
Four. So, Jinx goes first.
I would like to try and shoot her with my shotgun, like a headshot type of thing.
Okay.
Have you shot your shotgun before?
I have not. So, I was trying to figure out if this is a different skill. Because I've got pistols at seven.
You're going to roll four.
Four? I think I spent all my edge. I got three successes.
Ooh, pretty good.
Shotgun is seven. Sure have clutch the right
eye. Yes. We take out four. A dragon in two rounds. Five. Now you got Jordan.
I did not see all that. I was like, all right, just take two more points of damage.
Okay. That was my first action because I believe this is a simple weapon. Yep.
It's a semi-automatic, so you can take another shot if you wish.
I would like to try and mess up a dragon.
Okay.
With metal slugs. I got zero successes. So the recoil just went. Considering I never really fired one of those before.
Johnny and Deacon.
Alright, well, getting the guns on the ship ready to shoot a dragon with ship's guns.
Okay.
This is my only ranged weapon at this point.
Oh, that's right.
Roll four.
Or else you're slugging it out with the.
Putting a knife to a dragon.
Taking a knife to a dragon fight.
One success.
Not enough.
Yeah, I know.
I'm shooting you probably twice. My first roll was only one success.
Okay, well, that's six success. Where that's going, that's going to kill her.
Yeah.
My second roll was also only one success.
Okay. All right.
Damage.
I mean, she hasn't been able to get up yet.
So yeah.
That's right.
Damage.
Damage.
She will go on last.
Yeah. It's a sword's damage.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah. Still no damage her.
Three more points of damage. And just by the way, your dice modifiers do not count against your damage resist rolls.
Oh, okay.
So if you were to be hurt,
hit.
Yeah,
you still rolled the full resist for damage. Ooh. So, two shots with a sniper rifle, like right center mass, as she's trying to get back up, you see her start to cough. Like what would be blood coming out as this greenish-bluish smoke. And it smells like
King Spirit.
Smells like an electrical fire. Genie ushers Lily up into the seat, climbs into the pilot's seat, and fires up the engines.
Good, that's what I was planning on.
At this point, May is just able to stand back up. That's all she can do at this point. Reroll initiative. My gosh.
You weren't expecting this.
No, I was not.
What about the brothers?
It makes sense in a second. There we go.
Got a single success.
Same.
Yeah, three.
Save us.
Well, now I have a pilot and ship's guns. I mean,
all right, so you guys are going with Lily. Blast.
May goes first this time.
She gets up, shouts a command. Michael, Gabriel, now!
Angel.
The two figures from behind.
Are we the baddies here?
Each pull out Uzis. And they start to fire. At the first person they see.
Which is not me.
The doorway, which was. Because you started to move towards the vehicle.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So that would be Jinx.
Yes, not me.
Can I have a reaction?
You can do what is called a full dodge. That will take up your entire combat turn, which you can roll. If you have a dodge skill, you will roll that twice, plus the appropriate move that you are trying to do.
Yeah, I can go ahead and do that. I don't know my dodge, but I was thinking.
You're about to find it?
Yeah.
And what type of movement do you want to do?
I wanted to do a magical movement, like throw up a magical shield wall.
Ooh, nice. Okay. You're going to roll. Ooh, this is nice. I like that. So you're going to actually get your magic skill on top of that.
Yeah.
So you're going to roll 15D.
Cool.
No.
Seven?
That's good.
That's nice.
No.
All right, so yes, pretty handily, like maybe a good yard away from you, bullets just start to ricochet away. As they do, the energy kind of span out and you just see this brilliant blue half sphere in front of you. Next is going to be Genie. She's going to spend edge.
Ray of the Dragon.
That's pretty good.
All right. She got 5 successes. Johnny.
Yes.
I want you to roll your reaction and agility. So you're rolling a total of 8.
Mm-hmm. 4.
Do you have edge that you might want to spend?
Sure.
Because she got 5.
You are her target.
Sure, I can spend my edge. That's an additional 4 dice. No successes with that.
Very good cinematic moment, though. Uh-huh. As you're rolling the gunnery seat out, Gene cranks the vehicle to that side, almost flipping it 90 degrees from how it's supposed to be flying, and whips the back end around. You go tumbling out, and then she floors it and is going to tear off out of the open garage door.
Oh man, if I had to use my magic.
So that actually knocks you down at -2. So we get Johnny, Jinx, Deacon, and Lily all going simultaneously.
What else I can do?
Lily is just screaming and hanging on for dear life.
How many rounds does a sniper rifle tend to hold?
400.
Okay, enough. Okay. Then I'm going to shoot at May 2 more times.
Okay, go ahead.
We're doing a movie here. You never run out of ammo.
Unless you're Bruce Willis.
Unless it's cinematic.
And I got 2 successes. First shot. Followed by 1 success.
Hope so. 4. Okay. The first shot goes straight through her neck. Bluish green smoke just starts emanating from the back of her head. Second shot, straight through one eye. May's head and whole entire form starts to, in a digital fashion, collapse in on itself. And then is just a smoking pile of blue-green ashes. Michael and Gabriel do the same thing. Blocks away, you hear an explosion. Blue-green smoke starts to rise up from the building.
Omnicorp.
And everything seems eerily quiet.
You almost single-handedly killed a dragon.
Almost.
With a little assist from...
No, that lightning strike.
I
took out a lot.
That's what I mean.
My goodness, there was...
Because of the foam.
Right, so what happens next is the tree comes back on, which is the TV. That's the word for TV in Shadowrun world. Tree comes back on. Looks like running through a street is the dwarf. And he's panting very hard. He's like,
I got away, guys. Yeah, there's craziness going on at Omnicorp right now. Like, everything is shut down.
Well,
Blondie took off with the kid.
Blondie took off with the kid. Jeannie?
Yeah.
You aren't with her?
No.
She kind of tossed me out of the ship.
Crap.
You've been double-crossed.
You've been double-crossed.
We've been double-crossed.
I can still probably follow Lily's aura.
She knows where the extraction point is. That's where she's headed. Your guys aren't going to get there in time. By the time you get there, she's going to be long gone. Make your way. There should be no opposition. None whatsoever. Hmm.
And you see, eerily, as you look out into the streets, things just look very off. Any movements that are happening aren't happening in a natural fashion. Like, debris that would be blowing in the street is kind of like here, and then jumping over here, and all of a sudden it's in the air.
The Matrix is glitching.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
So you guys go to the extraction point?
Yeah, make it to the... Head towards the extraction point.
Go to the extraction point. It is a... It's odd. In the middle of Seattle, wedged in between two industrial buildings, a lovely, beautiful, large Victorian home. Pristine. It's odd. What do you guys do?
Go up and knock on the door.
When you knock on the door, you knock, but you hear... You knocked. You fade away.
I see that and I go knock.
You knock. You fade away.
I take a single finger.
And...
We wake up in a room.
You wake up in a warehouse. It smells like urine. You are in old dental chairs. Next to you are decks. You're plugged in. You're plugged in. You are wearing this elaborate harness over your head and chest and arms. There is a chair that is occupied by someone who has been burned in the similar fashion as you saw at the beginning.
Zero.
There is an empty chair and a trail of blood from that chair. Like whoever was in it was dragged. Joel. And then there's another empty chair. The decks that are plugged into each of the chairs have nothing but static on them. It is nighttime outside, and it is pouring down rain from speakers implanted in the seats that you guys are in. You hear the dwarf.
All right, another failure, guys. We've done this before. Rest up. In a week, you're going back in.
And that was our Shadowrun mission.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.